David in the desert place. In Psalm 63, David says he was king in the last verse, and yet he was in the desert. When we are successful, there can be setbacks, and failures can stare us in the face. When the coup d'etat came with Absalom leading the troops, the non-aligned people of Israel might be saying, well, Absalom's David's son, does it matter? There was one difference. David was the chosen of God, imperfect as all people, yet chosen. That was the difference. Still king, but now in the desert place. David's concern was not just for the kingdom or even for himself. It was for his relationship with the Lord. He must have asked, is God with me or not? What have I done? If we suffer, we often ask ourselves, while in the desert experience, are we in the wrong? Have I hurt others? Have I offended God? There are many other questions. Am I hungry for God? Have I lost the first love I had? Very often, people that have left the Lord are not even aware of it. Samson, an example. Or they are busy blaming others for their problems, and neither are they prepared to correct the matter anyway. Now, David had a personal relationship with God. In verse 2, he felt the presence of God. In verse 4, he sang praises to God. In verse 3, he saw God as a giving God. In verse 6, that he constantly thought about the Lord. It was a commentator who said the word meditate here can be used as a dog chewing at the bone. He meditated on God. We can be empty or wanting more. Many will say that they feel empty, but they're not seeking for more. Are we missing something or seeking more of God? Once David spoke of his thirst for the waters of Bethlehem. The world is full of empty people, empty of purpose, empty of satisfaction. But it needs people to want more. And what was it that he wanted to see? The works and the wonders, the power and the glory of God in verse 2. As in the sanctuary, some things are only achieved in the sanctuary. Jesus put others out when he raised Jairus' daughter. Peter, when praying for Dorcas, put the other widows out. But we cannot always go to a quiet place. David must have experienced the power of God in the sanctuary, or he wouldn't have even mentioned it. David loved the house of God. I love the house where you live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells, he said in Psalm 26. There are two sides to God's keeping power. We have our own personal desire to go on with God. And we also have the keeping power of God. It is seen in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In Leviticus 20, it says, sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, and ye shall keep my statutes and do them, for I am the Lord which sanctify you. In the New Testament, we have similar in Philippians chapter 2. In the same way, continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who produces in you the desire and actions that please him. And then we go from hunger to feasting. He says in verse 5, my soul shall be satisfied. When the disciples returned from shopping in Samaria and they saw Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman, Jesus said, I've meat to eat that you don't know about. There are some things better than life. The presence and company of the Lord was better to David than life itself. And Paul could say in 2 Corinthians 5, we are confident and prefer to live away from this body and to live with the Lord. David put it this way, because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So very often our hopes and ambitions are for things we wish to achieve in this life on earth, and yet we are not long here, and we should only have a hope but an ambition that looks beyond the grave, whether it is just that God will say to us, well done, my good and faithful servant, or a desire to have our loved ones with us in heaven. The hope and future enjoyment of heaven was part of David's desire. He finished Psalm 23 with this certainty, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He had heaven in his soul. If you feel that way, that it was just his wish on earth, David said at the death of Bathsheba's child, I will go to be with him. David believed in the eternal day. In the meantime, we want a continual relationship with the Lord. He feared that the Spirit of God would leave him. And when separated from a place of worship, he longed to be able to go there again. The desert place is a hard place. It's not forever. Amen. Lord bless you.